This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored L'Zchus Elazar ben Bela Felberbaum. The learning of the Dvar Torah is L'Zchus Reb Sholem Mordechai Halevi ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva min Hameitzar el Hamerchav. This week we will discuss the need for earnestness. The Chachamim say that Leitzanus, mockery, is a negative trait and it is forbidden. Rabbeinu Yoina explains that a letz is one who is always involved in idle talk, mocks others, and ridicules what they do and say. This midah comes from a lack of yiras shemayim and from prikas oil. The Chachamim say that one leitzanus can undo the effect of 100 reproofs. Chazal say that every generation has leitzanim. During the time of David HaMelech, scoffers would stand by his windows and taunt him, "David, when will the Beis HaMikdash be built? When are we going to the house of Hashem?" David HaMelech would say that although these people have come to anger him, he rejoices that they talk of the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal describe how Korach attempted to gain the Yidden's support against Moshe Rabbeinu using Leitzanus. Gathering a crowd, he told them a story. "In my neighborhood there was a widow who lived with her two daughters and owned a field. When she wanted to plow the field, Moshe Rabbeinu warned her not to plow with an ox and a donkey together. And when the earth was ready to be planted, he came to tell her not to plant kilayim. When the harvesting season arrived, the widow was instructed to put aside leket, shikha, and peah. And after the produce was processed into flour, Moshe Rabbeinu reminded her to give truma and meiser, which she did. To ease her burden, the widow decided to sell the field and buy two lambs, hoping to be able to enjoy the profits of their wool. When the lambs gave birth, Aaron came to ask for the firstborn, saying that this is what Hashem has instructed. The time came to shear the animals, and Aaron came again, asking for the wool that was shorn first. Completely frustrated, the widow cried out, 'I have no more energy for this man. I will just shecht the lambs and eat them.' Once they were shechted, Aaron asked for certain parts of the animals, and hearing this, the widow complained, 'Even now that I've shechted the lambs, I have no peace. I give them up to Hashem, cheirem la'Hashem.' Aaron said, 'Now it is all mine, for Hashem said that all cheirem belongs to me.' He took the animals and left the widow crying with her two daughters. And this is how Korach ridiculed everything holy. Once the Alter Rebbe was told that some chassidim were ridiculing those not of Anash. The Alter Rebbe sharply rebuked them and wrote, 'Chas v'shalom should consider yourselves better than others, claiming that only our group is holy, for all Yidden are holy.' The Alter Rebbe went on to describe the negative effects of Leitzanus, which can bring suffering and death, Rachmano Litzlan, and whenever in doubt, one should be machmir. The Mittel Rebbe writes that although Leitzanus is not an actual Aveda, it is worse than that. When one does an Aveda because his Yetzihara wins him over, or even due to a lack of belief that Hashem is watching, it is likely that he will do tshuva. However, a person who takes everything lightly will not easily do tshuva. Although he may not have evil intentions, it is the complete opposite of Yiras Alikim, and he therefore is unable to see the Shechina or accept reproof. The Gemara says that scoffers are amongst those who do not merit to see the Shechina. Rabbi Elazar said, "Whoever mocks, suffering will come upon him." The Gemara relates how Rava would plead with some of the Chachamim not to scorn, so they be spared Yisurim. Regarding one who speaks this way, Rav Katina said that his sustenance is lessened, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said that he will fall in Gehenim. One Matzah Shabbos in the year Tafresh Nunvav, a wealthy businessman from Baghdad decided to celebrate his great success. To enliven the party, he invited Nissim the Letz, a comedian who used humor to mock others. Standing on the table and holding a cup full of mashke, Nissim made all sorts of gestures and jokes, filling the hall with noisy laughter. He was offered a piece of fish and ate from it while continuing to amuse the crowd, when suddenly a large bone got stuck in his throat. Not knowing how to assist him, the onlookers helplessly watched as Nissim turned blue and then fell to the floor lifeless. Horrified, the Gvir screamed in panic, for he would now be blamed for the comedian's death. One of the participants suggested that they place Nissim upstairs in front of Sadia the doctor's door, and so the guests schlepped the dead comedian to the second floor, knocked on the doctor's door, and hurried away. Sadia, hearing the knock, came to the door, But because it was dark, he did not notice the man lying on the floor, and tripped over Nissim's feet, causing them both to roll down the steps one over the other. Recovering from the fall, he looked at the other fellow and gasped. By tripping over this man and making him fall, he had killed him. Not wanting to be punished for murder, he stood the body against a nearby wall and left. The tailor, still busy working at this late hour, suddenly noticed someone looking into his window and was overcome with fear. Perhaps a thief was trying to break in. He ordered him to leave immediately. But when there was no response, he took a hot iron and threw it, hitting the dead Nissim on the head and knocking him down. Seeing the body collapse, he was mortified, thinking that he had killed a man. Not wanting to be caught, he dragged the body into the street and stood him up against a tree. Soon after, a drunk passed by and thought this man was laughing at him, so he took his bottle of whiskey and hit Nissim on the head, causing the dead body to fall to the ground. At that moment, a police officer was walking by, and seeing what the drunkard had done, arrested him. The news spread around town that in 2 days the drunkard would be hung for having killed Nissim the comedian. Feeling guilty, the rich businessman, the doctor, and tailor, each on their own, went to the police to admit that in truth it was they who had killed Nissim. The judge was unsure how to pass judgment. Never had he encountered such a strange situation that four people should admit to killing one man. He went to seek the advice of the Rav, the Ben Ish Chai. The day of the court case arrived, and many gathered to see how this episode would be resolved, when the judge proclaimed his verdict. Nissim the comedian has caused his own death through his mockery, and has received all four punishments that Yidden could have gotten during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. All four men are free from punishment. The judge concluded, this was the wisdom of the rabbi, Rav Yosef Chaim, the Ben Ish Chai. Reb Yankiv, the grandson of the tzaddik Reb Aaron of Strashela, a great Talmud of the Alter Rebbe, once came to a city and davened with great hislavus and many motions, as usually did. Seeing this, an observer chuckled to himself, and from that moment on he was stricken with laughing attacks, laughing for hours without let-up, until he felt that he was going to pass out. He went to doctors, but they were unable to find a cure, and could not fathom from where such a sickness came. Once this man commented to his father that it had all begun after he had laughed at Reb Yankiv. The father rushed to the tzaddik and with tears in his eyes begged forgiveness for his son and asked that his sickness be taken away. Reb Yankiv responded, I also find it amusing, and the man was healed from his laughing attacks. When the Maharin Reb Yisrael Noyach, the Tzemach Tzedek's son, would travel through cities in Russia, the local Yidden would come to receive his brachas. Once, a Yid who was adverse to Chassidim wanted to make a mockery of the Maharin, so although he already had a number of children, he presented himself as a childless man and requested a bracha. The Maharin responded, Oy, it's truly not good to leave this world without children. Unfortunately, all this man's children died during his lifetime. The Gemara says that there is one type of Leitzanus which is good, the mockery of Avodah Zarah and all other negative things. Eliyahu HaNavi and Nevi'ei HaSheker of the Baal gathered on Har HaKarmel to see which Mizbeach would light on fire, thus proving that their way of life is the correct one. The Nevi'ei HaSheker called out to their Avodah Zarah, asking that their Mizbeach be lit, but nothing happened. Eliyahu HaNavi poked fun at them, saying, Cry out loudly, maybe he is conversing or sitting in the bathroom, perhaps he is sleeping and you will wake him up. Rabbi Akiva would say, Don't spend time among Leitzim so that you not learn from their ways. Rabbeinu HaKadosh instructed his children, Don't live in the city of Shechantziv, for it is inhabited with Leitzim, and you might learn from their ways. The Rambam writes, One who is interested in cultivating proper behavior should keep away and not speak to Leitzim, for the scoffers and the Shoim start with foolish talk, eventually coming to speak derogatively about tzaddikim. This leads them to speak of the Nevi'im and find fault in their words, and in the end they come to speak against Hashem himself. At one of the government gatherings together with the Haskalah, the Maskil, Mr. Stern, began speaking negatively regarding the learning of Kabbalah. So the Tzemach Tzedek stood up and left the room. Following him out, Stern asked, What is wrong with what I've said? I had no bad intentions. I was just saying it jokingly. The Rebbe answered, It says in the Pasuk that one should not sit among Leitzim. This required Mesiras Nefesh, for Stern was highly respected by the officers. The Rebbe mentioned many times the need to ignore scoffers. The Rebbe pointed out that the first seif of the first simon of the first sefer of Shulchan Aruch says, "Al yevayish mipnei hamaligim," do not be embarrassed of scoffers, for this is the base of keeping the entire Shulchan Aruch.